الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ثم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يكون معناه إنما خلقت الدنيا لكم وإنما خلقتم للآخرة أو كما قال صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the journey of a human being a multi-leveled journey. The world is one of many stages that this human being will traverse. Yet at the same time, it is the most consequential of all his journeys. The reality of the matter is that this world is the lowest point. This is why it is called ad-dunya. This is the feminine version of adna. Adna meaning the lowest. Allah Ta'ala speaks of this in another surah. إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا meaning the lower flank. So the world is the lowest of all the stages that the human being will traverse. Yet it is a fact, an indisputable fact, that he has a share in this stage of his unfolding, his stages of reality. This is one of many realities. And being the most consequential, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the order such that he has left mankind with a manual of life, a manual of living. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam across the ages were sent time and again to restore the central message of unity and tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is endemic to humankind across the ages that they tend to lose their compass. They tend to lose direction. Look all around us. You see that many people, they subscribe to a worldview, a vision of the world, which is devoid of any reality outside of themselves. As they say, man is the measure of all things. And they forget that God is the measure of all things, and what happens, rather than one, they decide to move down to zero. This is what you call atheism. Or they move away from one upwards. This is a reality of polytheism. This is the community the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encountered in Makkah al-Mukarramah. أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَاهُمْ وَاحِدًا. This was their contention. Has he made all of the deities, all of the gods, a single god? They couldn't fathom this fact. They couldn't digest this. And so, tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the ultimate goal of realization for a human being. This human being, when he comes into the world, he is born upon the fitrah. The fitrah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places him upon. This we can call the primordial reality, meaning this is a reality, this is a nature Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places within every human being upon birth, which is to say that if he was free of all the sociological, the social influences, his compass would continue pointing north. In this sense, it would continue pointing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. Allah ta'ala says, this is the pure disposition Allah ta'ala created mankind upon. لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. There is no changing the terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminds us in a hadith, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every newborn is born upon the fitrah. This pure disposition, this pure nature, completely uncontaminated. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ كَمَا تُنْتِجُ الْبَهِيمَةُ بَهِيمَةً جُمْعَاءَ هَلْ تُحِسُّونَ فِيهَا مِنْ جَدَعَاءَ. And then his parents, they convert him into a Jew, or into a Christian, or into a Zoroastrian, a fire worshipper. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, just like when livestock, it gives birth to its young. That young is born perfect, without any blemishes, without any defects. Do you see any mutilation in that animal? The Prophet ﷺ is asking. No. But then how do we account for the fact that people turn away? That this animal later on, we see that there is some dysfunctionality. The reality of the matter is that when it is born, it is complete. Later on, in its interactions with its environment, it becomes corrupted. It becomes mutilated. This is the reality of our iman. If this child was to be left upon this pure nature, and it was not contaminated, then this child would continue, and throughout its life, it would recognize the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, this youngster, this child, he goes to school. He meets new people. His society influences him. He comes into contact with new ideas, new technologies. And this pure white fabric, which was capable of all colors, it begins to be colored in a certain way. The most important part, then, for a person living his life is to ensure how this pure disposition, it remains pure through the entirety of his life. This is the test. When the Prophet ﷺ is reminding us that this animal is born perfect, this child is born perfect, how do we sustain this perfection until our very final breath? And the reality of the matter is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave the instruction manual to our own construction. Allah ta'ala sent us this revelation to keep us on track. This is the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Friday, we recite Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf is a very special surah. It's a very multi-layered surah. Just like all of the themes of the Qur'an, all of the surahs of the Qur'an. Yet, there is a very special connection in this surah to the trials and tribulations of the end times. Especially against the fitna of Dajjal. You see, Dajjal, the imposter, the deceptive one, we learn in a narration that he is one-eyed. He is one-eyed. There is a famous statement of a certain Erasmus who would say that in the valley of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In the valley of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. The reality of the matter is the lens of wahi, the Quran and Sunnah, it allows us to see through two eyes. When we are bereft of this, when we disassociate ourselves from the guidance of revelation, we are reducing ourselves to the dimensions of the one-eyed world. So Suratul Kahf teaches us a very important lesson, very important lessons rather. In fact, the ulama mentioned, when you think of the cave, the Kahf, right? What is the cave? It is a place of retreat. It's something which is inward, interior. It separates you from the exterior. And this is essentially what we are lacking in this material age of ours. There is an excessive focus on the exterior. How do I look? What is my position? What is my status? What can I show for myself outwardly? But as soon as we begin to look in the interior, that is, if our awareness of our spiritual state is sharp enough and we even feel the need to look in, then we realize that there is a very asymmetrical, a very disproportionate link between our outward and our inward. What does Allah Ta'ala say about those who are disbelievers? يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know the outward, the exterior of this worldly life, but of that which comes later, they are heedless. In Surah Al-Kahf we learn of many parables. Allah Ta'ala, He tells us about the two men. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. One man was given great riches, treasures. He was very affluent, great prosperity. He had a lot. And he was bragging to the other, who wasn't that materialistically well off. And Allah Ta'ala describes their conversation. He was boasting and he was bragging to his companion, saying, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have more wealth than you, and I am more stronger, and I have much more, in our terms we would say, I have much more social mobility, right? I have a greater group of people behind me. Allah Ta'ala mentions, قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. This person's vision was inward. That person's vision was outward. What does this person say? His companion, who is a believer, he says, are you disbelieving in Allah, the one who created you from dust, and then from a drop of fluid, and then He perfected you, fashioned you into this man, as a man? The reality is, هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا. He is Allah, my Lord, and I do not ascribe any partners with Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about how this individual, he continues bragging about the fact that he has so much wealth and these gardens, and how he was delusional. So then we go into the surah further. Allah Ta'ala, He explains to us, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. That this human being, he excessively is in disagreement, he is conflicting with his Lord. What does Allah Ta'ala remind us in Surah Iqra? The first revelation. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطَغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى إِنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَى. That never. The human being has stressed, he has transgressed, he has gone overboard, he has gone beyond the limits. Why? Because he sees himself as independent. But Allah Ta'ala reminds us that your journey here is not linear, it's circular. You are coming back to us. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. Back to your Lord is the return. So why is this very important in our age? You see, the age that we find ourselves in, it prides itself on human progress. How far have we come? We have explored the micro world, we have broken the atom, we have explored the astronomical levels, right? We have gone beyond the confines of the earth. But the reality is, as one of the great mashayikh, they mention that Spiritual progress demands that we move backwards, while material progress demands that we move forward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best generations is my generation, firstly. And then those who come after them, and those who come after them. And then he said, ثُمَّ يَفْشُ الْكَذِبِ. Then falsehood and lies will spread. Now a time will come, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that the fitan, the trials and tribulations, they will appear like the dark portions of a night. As the night progresses, it becomes darker and darker. Meaning, it will become more and more difficult to navigate the terrain. Yet, Allah Ta'ala has told us that قَدَ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That an admonition, an advice has come to you from your Lord, and it is a cure for what is within the hearts. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is mercy and guidance for the believers. So, this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us through the medium of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it remains eternally guiding. Whether we understand that or not is besides the point. The Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Had we sent this Quran down on a mountain, you would have seen it submit and split asunder out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the ulama explained that it was the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that cushioned the weight of the Quran, and then through his heart it came to us in an accessible manner. And so when we find ourselves in an age of great information, artificial intelligence is moving in new directions. This is the age of information. And where it will end up, we cannot be certain. I mean, we know, based on what we are seeing around us, that the growth of this sector is exponential. It's growing at a rapid pace. Yet, the number of branches and the growth of the twigs of those branches, for somebody who is at the trunk, is of no harm. Somebody who has his hands on the roots, the twigs and the branches are of no consequence to him. What is the point here? The point here is that if we understand our position, that we are the custodians of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, that we are the ones for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated across the heavens, if we continue to understand our position as the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, then anything of our own making, anything of our own inventions, these are nothing but the extension of that root. If the root dies, we don't even begin to speak of the branches and the twigs. This is the reality. In fact, if you look at what the ulama have written, how important and how significant is this human being, they mention that this human being, he is the alamun saghir. He is the micro universe, and the world around him is the larger universe. Anything you look at outside, you will find an analog, you will find something of symmetry within this human being. You know, the biologists and the physicists, they have a discussion. Which world is more complex? The one between our ears or the one before our eyes? If you look at the symmetry of the brain with the astronomical world, we have millions of neurons, and all of them in a certain network. You map this onto the world outside, and suddenly you see the stars and their constellations. This human being, his bones that give him stability. Look at the mountains in the world outside. The proportion of flesh and blood. Look at the land mass and the water systems and so forth. The ulama, they detail this in great detail. Look at the sun out there, which is so dazzling we cannot look upon it. Yet because of its illumination, it animates the entire world. This is why we have the vegetation. This is why we have the growth. This is why we have life. Similarly, this ruh, which we cannot see, it's so dazzling, it animates our entire body. And there are so many analogs we can continue. But the point here is, as I mentioned in the beginning, the hadith, that this world has been created for you, the Prophet ﷺ tells us. And you in turn have been created for the akhirah. The blunder that we tend to fall into, the trapping of shaitan, that he so easily catches us in, is to make us think that we have advanced so far, we have come so far, our inventions are so great, we have become independent, we can forge our own destiny, we can move forward in directions unimaginable to those before us, and then we are only one step away from thinking that we are totally independent. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is reminding us. This is the timeless nature of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is telling us, "Kalla innal insana la yatgha." The reality is that this human being, he has transgressed, he has gone beyond the boundaries. Why? Arra'ahu istaghna. Because he sees himself as independent, but do not forget, this reality has never changed. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. Back to your Lord is the return. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they came with this single message. That your Lord is one Lord. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. That, oh my people, worship Allah, you have no God besides Him. And each Nabi, he speaks to his people about the very distracted state they find themselves in and how they need to move away from that distraction back to their source, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this reality has never changed. Maybe in the time of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, his people were distracted by construction and making buildings for sport. Same with Sayyidina Thamud. And you can go on and on and on. Each community had their form of distraction. But the underlying message never changed across the Anbiya. That don't forget what all this amounts to ultimately. You are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our age, the characters may have changed on the board, but the game is the same. And many people have fallen prey to this game. In our age, it may be the razzmatazz, the glitz and glamour of new technological ventures. More and more ideas to keep us entertained, amusing ourselves to death, as one author put it. This is what we are experts in doing. But the reality of the matter is that do not forget your return. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah Ta'ala tells us in another verse, كَمَا بَدَأَكُمْ تَعُودُونَ. As He created you, as He originated you, you will return back to Him. And it suffices us to see this in the way our lives unfold. And I finish on this point, that we came into this world helpless, and we will leave this world helpless. And if we see this symmetry, and we keep this symmetry in mind, then no matter what goes on in the time in between, as long as we remain anchored and we remain connected to the message of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the time in between will be blissful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to heed the message of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remain connected to the Quran and allow us to remain upon the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam till our very last breath. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصَى امتنانُه باللسان ولا بالقلم ونشهدُ أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهدُ أن سيِّدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبدُه ورسولُه الذي أوتي جوامعَ الكلم وكرائمَ الحِكم ومكارمَ الشِّيَم صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الطريق الأقوم أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن هذه الدنيا حلوةٌ خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون وقد بين الله عز وجل لنا حقيقة هذه الدنيا فقال وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال تعالى ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور هذا وفي طبيعة الإنسان هو مجبول على النسيان ومن ثم قال العلماء أن مصدر اسمه يعني الإنسان هو من النسيان فلأجل هذا الداء العضال الذي وجد في الإنسانية خلال القرون والزمان أرسل الله إلينا الأنبياء ليذكرنا ما كان في قعر جبلتنا كما قال تعالى فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم فقال كل واحد منهم كما وجدنا في القرآن يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قال عز وجل لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره وقال تعالى وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قال تعالى وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره فهذه الكلمة متحدة بين الأنبياء وأصالته لسبب أن الإنسان هو يسير الاغترار يغتر بأدنى شيء يضله عن الله عز وجل. قال تعالى: إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما والاه وعالما أو متعلما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: منهومان لا يشبعان، منهوم في العلم لا يشبع منه، ومنهوم في الدنيا لا يشبع منها. وقد أنذرنا من الدجالين كما قال عن الدجالين الكذابين، قال عنهم: يأتونكم من الأحاديث بما لم تسمعوا أنتم ولا آباؤكم، فإياكم وإياهم، لا يضلونكم ولا يفتنونكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان: من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما، ومن أحب عبدا لا يحبه إلا لله، ومن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يلقى في النار. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا. هذا، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا، وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا. اللهم هيئ لهم من أمرهم رشدا، اللهم هيئ لهم من أمرهم مرفقا. اللهم انصرهم خصوصا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم في غزة، اللهم انصرهم في اليمن وفي الشام وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي السودان وفي الصومال. اللهم انصرهم في السودان يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم في الصومال وفي جميع البلدان يا أرحم الراحمين، وفي أفغانستان وفي برما وفي هند وفي باكستان وفي سائر البلدان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك ونصرتك يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم أطعم جياعهم، اللهم اشف مرضاهم، اللهم داوي جرحاهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، واحفظ المسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعلهما آمنين مطمئنين، وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين برحمتك وفضلك وكرمك وجودك يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم، وادعوه يستجيب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Sufuf Qasidi on Mukammal Farmaye, please straighten the roast and shoulder to shoulder and show the honor of gaps and please silence all mobile phones. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ہمارے نمازی بھائی نثار خان ہسپتال میں ہیں, بیمار ہیں, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائیں. اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ ان کو مکمل شفا عطا فرمائے. جتنے ایسے بیمار ہیں اللہ پاک سب کو شفا عطا فرمائے. اور چند دن پہلے ہمارے سلیم راہی, یعنی مرحوم اکرم راہی کی اہلیہ, ان کا انتقال ہوا کل. ان کا گزشتہ تدفین تھی, جنازہ تھا. ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائے. اللہ پاک ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان کی آخرت کی منازل کو آسان فرمائے. جتنے فوت ہو چکے ہیں, دنیا سے چلے گئے, انتقال فرما گئے, اللہ پاک سب کی بخشش و مغفرت فرمائے. اور بھائی محمد ہاشم کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائے, بیمار انتقال ہو گیا ان کے, اللہ پاک ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم ربنا لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام, ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.